have your attention here. Welcome to our meeting. It's about 1 minute after nine. The date is Thursday, November 16th, 2023. Here from the Metzl Racing Commission meeting for the month of November. Can we have roll call, please?
David Hussey Sanchez.
Here.
Billy Smith.
Here.
John Buffington.
Here.
Margaret Grant.
Here.
Bob Petrie.
Here. Move on to Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Petrie, you want to lead us?
I would love to. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, approval of the agenda. I think we have a change in the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the commission, I made one slight suggestion to the agenda under item 7C. In an abundance of caution, we put in consideration both of an exception and of responses to the interim notice of report. There were no responses filed as of the date as of today. Also with 7C, same amendment to L1. If I could have the agenda amended to reflect that there are no responses to the exceptions to the interim officer's report, I think it would better reflect the what's before the commission today.
Okay, any motion to change?
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second.
Buffington.
The motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Just move on then. Let's see, approval of the minutes. Commissioners,
so moved, Commissioner Smith.
Cool.
Second, Buffington.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we've got a commissioner's report. Any commissioners have anything to report? Ellie? Okay, we'll move on to agency director report. Mr. Trejo.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Izzy Trejo, Executive Director of the New Mexico Racing Commission. Hard to believe here we are in November. This year's gone by fast. We're rolling into the holiday season. I just want to wish everyone a happy holiday season as we'll reconvene with this agency in January. But the year's been, despite a lot of hoopla in the industry, the year hasn't been as bleak as some would want to label it. When you reflect back to the Redosa meet with the Fair Mutual Handle, numbers were strong. Downs at Albuquerque had a lot of momentum going in October. They steadied a little there. And 2 weeks at Zia Park's been fairly phenomenal. And two out of the four thoroughbred days handling over $900,000. So they're out of the gates pretty strong. So we're happy to see that. From the business aspect, CFO Amber Trujillo, in-house counsel Richard Bustamante, and myself took a trip up to Santa Fe for a budget hearing last month. It seemed like the legislatures were receptive, but as I always say, talk is cheap. We'll see if the agency can have the good fortune of getting an expanded appropriation this year to do some of the things that we've really wanted to be doing for years. So let's keep our fingers crossed there as we'll continuously be up there. Went to Santa Anita on behalf of the California Horse Racing Board to look at their medical program for the equine horse or equine animals, and it was very spectacular and overwhelming. We did review the PET scan machine that I have been touting for a couple months now. Not a big piece of equipment, but a very expensive piece of equipment. It's mobile, it can move track to track, and as I mentioned before, those come at a price of approximately $500,000 a piece. It's a big lift, though. A lot of labor involved. Buildings need to be constructed adequately to meet some OSHA requirements, as well as for the handling of radioactive materials.
I've got a question with that. Would we have to, did you say a building? Would we have to build a building at every track for that piece of equipment?
Yes, it's approximately, and I took pictures, and I'll share those pictures with the commissioners, but it's approximately 30 feet by 10 feet. Building built to handle any radioactive spills
Okay, would that be by the test barn somewhere, or where would you, who would they recommend that?
We probably have to put it in a location that's easily accessible for emergency vehicles, just in case something unfortunate goes on. But we'd have to look for a good location. Ideally, that'd be nice, because that's where the hub of our veterinarians are. That's not necessarily the case in Santa Anita. They have a whole compound there, that big MRI that's like a shipping container that forces walk in. They have that. They have another vet office in which surgeries are done. They have another facility connected in which full body scans are done over there. And then the PET scan is around the way in another building, further away from those buildings. So the personnel is one thing, you know, that we have to look at. This is a costly program. As mentioned last month, the agency has put in for a special appropriation to purchase one of these. But we have to look long and hard at if we could really pull it off. And one of the big takeaways in speaking to Dr. Jeff Blay, and I want to personally thank him and Scott Chaney, the executive director of the California Horse Racing Board, for the invitation and the hospitality while we were there and showing us around their compound. One thing when I was walking with Dr. Blay, he said the biggest component necessary to get all this up and running is the buy-in from the entire industry. Mm-hmm. He said, surprisingly, the horsemen were on board with it, because look at what they were facing. Santa Anita had shut down for quite some time. So during the issues they had there in 2019 or 20, I believe. And they had total buy-in from the horsemen, total buy-in from the racetracks, and total buy-in from the regulators. Something had to be done. They had hit a pretty significant issue over there. So he said, that's paramount. Without that, this thing wouldn't have flown the way it is. They have another program in which there's a panel that screens every entry in every race, and that panel discusses each individual horse and determines whether this horse is, in their opinion, fit to run or not. If it's not, that horse will be scratched.
So it's a panel that makes a decision? Yes. Oh, okay. Over here, we have a vet making that decision. Over there, it's a panel, which I think that is, that might be a lot better, you know, if we could do that.
Yes, and you know, I think they're going to promulgate in time a rule potentially, because I asked, have you gotten any pushback on that with horses being scratched? And they said, yeah, guys will say, you guys don't know what you're talking about, but they haven't pressed the litigation on the whole matter. So it's encouraging. You know, we have a high risk program here in which our stewards screen horses just off the past performance this year and tell the vets, listen, this horse is really taking a punch from an allowance race to a $5,000 race. We probably need to take a good look at him. But as we always mention, the vets are not Superman and do not have x-ray eyes. They can only physically touch the horse, physically examine the horse, and they cannot tell the attorney what issues may be occurring with that horse.
Right. Well, if we could look at every track and try to, if we go that route, maybe try to set that up. Like you mentioned, shipping container, I think the bike shipping is really tall and all this other stuff, you know, to accommodate that. But if we could make them, put them in the same place in every track, that way people don't get mixed up. It's at a certain place, at every track, it's behind the test bar, wherever it may be. And that would make it a lot easier, no excuses, you know, on this thing.
Yeah, I think the location is very important.
Right.
We are dealing with radioactive material.
Absolutely.
Using these mechanical devices, so very important.
Do they have a radiologist full time?
Oh, not full time, as needed. This wasn't like a car wash in which there's horses continuously going to get scanned.
Yeah.
This was a case by case basis, and I foresee our program being similar to get off the ground. If we see a horse, we should get baselines on it, as many horses as possible. So when we see a reversal of form, we can send that horse to get a PET scan, and the veterinarians can determine, yeah, you can see this knee has a chip in it or something. And that's the thing, we want to keep horsemen from running horses that really shouldn't be out there training nor racing.
Well, good.
So So it's a blank canvas at the moment. We'll see if we get the funding. I'm not going to hold my breath, but I like to be an optimist anyway. But so that was a trip to California, which was pretty informative. Once again, I appreciate them taking the time to show Dr. Delonzo and myself around there. I'll be headed to Tucson for the Symposium of Racing in early December. And bad news, his assessments came out for 2024. It's on this agenda. There are increases versus 2023's assessment. 2023 was 1.7 million. 2024's assessments is 2 million. And those are big numbers without the credits implemented into there. So it'll drop. I think 2024's may drop to approximately 1.4 million when it's all said and done. And it's very important that we monitor these numbers because of the Senate Bill 336 fund, which was created to pay the HISA assessments. The agency has to be very, very cautious to not break the law and let that fund go into arrears. Going into December, we had a little scare, but I think we're going to be okay in making sure we pay all the assessment fees, all the jockey and exercise rider fees. So Amber's on top of it, and she won't let us get in trouble over that topic. But,
okay.
The last thing, unless you have questions.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
How is that formula? I know it's kind of up there to determine that amount.
Well, I hate to label it, but it seems to be a super secret hidden formula by the federal government. But the basis of how they derive to the assessment fees is number of thoroughbred starters in covered races in conjunction with the purses you paid out for those covered races. So if you have a big purse structure and you run thoroughbreds, your assessment fee is going to be high. Everyone loves great purses, but then this is the kickback to the whole thing is our assessment fees go up. So.
And that would be every covered race except the 870s where you may have quarter horses and thoroughbreds. All the other thoroughbred races are covered races, right?
That is correct, Mr. Okay. That is absolutely true. The 870s and 1,000 yards where they run mixed, those are not covered races, so they are not calculated into the assessment formula.
Okay. No.
And then lastly, I know we all, a lot of us here, watched the 60-minute piece by Cecilia Vega on CBS the other day. What wasn't very, very positive on the horse racing industry, specifically the thoroughbred industry, but it just goes to show us that I don't know that the John Q. public really realizes the hard work that some of us regulators put into trying to make the state the sport safer and more integrity. But nonetheless, it's just a reminder that we got to keep on trucking and do our best to continue to maintain integrity in this industry, and we all have to buy in, not just the regulators, not just the tracks, not just the horse, but we all have to be a part of the solution, as I mentioned quite often.
I recorded it and I watched it 2-3 times, and what I got out of it, us as a race commission, we have to be proactive in this thing in order to get ahead of the curve. We really have to. These people are not messing around, and New Mexico racing is too darn important to this industry. I mean, this industry's way too important for this commission and everyone else involved. So,
talking about proactive, I think the big equipment that we're trying to get, that's reactive. I mean, that's after the fact that we've already had the catastrophe, and that's after the fact. Being proactive, I think that we need to look at something like, you cannot start that 2-year-old till his knees are closed. And that's an easy fix. If they can't provide a radiograph that and the vet verifies that those horse's knees are not closed, they can't start that horse. That's where most of the breakdowns come in early quarter horse relation. Is that right, Mr. Ball?
Absolutely.
So I think that we need to be more proactive that way as well, because all the equipment we're buying is a reaction. That catastrophe already happened, which I do think we knew the equipment. you know, but I think we need to get proactive by putting something in place that they can't start that horse until. If you look at all the trainers that break down horses, it's all the same guys. And we gotta come up with something to say, you know what, that, you know, lock their barn up, shut their barn down. Can't start a horse until every one of them, you provide an x-ray of every one of them off on their knees.
Well, this equipment can, we can use it to be proactive also, and check them before they even run, to see if the knees are open or not. And that's a good thing about this, this is a very true-to-form piece of equipment.
No question, no question. But, you know, a regular radiograph will show that. That thing will show everything that he's talking about.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because you can see if they have a chip or a spur or whatever also. So it could be, you could consider reactive, but you can consider as a proactive piece of equipment also, so.
The storm has passed.
Yeah.
This is the rebuild. This is what this commission needs to do, and this industry needs to do. So in the rule proposals, there's a couple that address the two-year-old situation. You know, I would suspect that rule could use some modifications. This is just merely a proposal, but the feedback that we've gotten from the industry on that so far, on some phone calls the agency has taken, has been pretty healthy. So I could foresee a modification such as that suggestion and a couple other suggestions to really address the issue that we had with two-year-olds this year and last year.
I think a lot of these other states are looking at us because we're leading this charge right now. And I think they're gonna follow what we do here because of the amount of two-year-olds we run here and so on, and the races, the kind of races we have here, those and these other races. And so I think they're looking at us really careful to see what we do.
Well, you're absolutely right, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, in discussions with this, they're watching this set of rules to see how they flow and see what the reaction is from the industry is. As they said, they like what we've done here in the past up to this point. We just had a little misfortune this year. And, we're gonna rebuild it.
Well, we just have to make sure and take care of business and go from there.
Yes, sir. I stand for any questions or conversations.
Any questions? No. Okay, thank you. Mr. Trejo, let's move on. Mary, New Mexico Horse Breeders. Welcome.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Mary Barton, New Mexico Horse Breeders. Before I go to my reports, the New Mexico Horse Breeders would like to thank Rick Baugh, Nick of Riddosa Downs, and Steve Fedenak of Sunray Park for working with our stakes committee to come to an agreement on their stake schedules so that they are agreeable. I have sent in my letters. However, you won't get those until the next meeting because it was after the deadline.
Okay. Thank
you. For my race a day report for the Downs at Albuquerque New Mexico State Fair, they ran 125 New Mexico bred races in 36 days. Of those, 42 were thoroughbred overnights, 48 quarter horse overnights, 21 quarter horse trials, 6 thoroughbred stakes, 6 quarter horse stakes for a total of 125. The New Mexico horse breeders contributed $1,236,500 to those purses from our incentive fund. This is $232,000 more than was spent in 2022. They averaged 3.48 New Mexico bred races per day. There were 50 thoroughbred and 75 quarter horse. There were plus 17 for the 3-a-day. For the average field size for the restricted New Mexico bred overnight races, the thoroughbreds averaged 8.69, the quarter horses 9.52, and for a combined average field size of 9.14. For the New Mexico breds running in open overnight races, in their first 28 days, 372 New Mexico breds ran in the open races. And of those, 97 came in first, second, or third, and that is 26%. There were 50 thoroughbreds, 47 quarter horses, and $134,094.20 was contributed to this.
Excuse me, what is the average percentage there? I mean, you know, through the years?
About 30%.
About 30%, so we're down by 5% then?
We are down there about 4%.
Yeah, okay, because I thought it was a little higher than that, and I wasn't for sure.
It's been pretty consistent in the 30s, low 30s, I think.
Yes.
Pretty consistent, so, you know, that may just be that number.
Yeah, that's kind of an average number.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'm sorry. Are you done or not?
I'm done. Any questions?
Any questions for?
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mary. Okay, we're going to go on a closed session. Commissioner Buffington, can you take us on closed session, please?
If I can find it. I move that the commission enter into executive session to discuss pending litigation, licensing matters, and for deliberation connection with legal proceedings as identified under item number 7 of the meeting agenda. In accordance with NMSA 1978, sections 10-15-1, each 1, 3, and 7 of the Open Meeting Act.
Yes.
Members of the commission, I think as I see it, I do not see any litigation items for closed session. I just see licensing, adjudication. So we probably don't need to cite subparagraph 7. There's no litigation here. Unless I'm missing something.
Okay. Well, we just did it for precaution.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. So if you could have the motion, just reflect what's on the agenda.
Okay.
Just
thank
in
you.
Case. Thank you.
I need a roll call vote, please.
David Hoffman Sanchez?
Here. Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Grant?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Thank you all. We're now in closed session. Mr. Bustamante, you want to take us open session, please?
All right. Honorable commissioners, I hereby swear and affirm that during the executive session, the only matters were discussed were those matters listed in the agenda items 7 A, B, C, D. They were discussed in order, and no decisions were made. They were just deliberation and consideration.
Okay, that sounds good. Now we're back in open session. Okay, we're going to go to unfinished new business. Request for approval on the HISA financial statement for fees.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. We are putting it before the commission to request approval for the 2024 HISA financial assessment fees. And just a little background, the 2023 assessments for the state of New Mexico were approximately $1.7 million. They unfortunately, but as predicted, for 2024 have gone up to $2 million, just a hair over $2 million. But the beauty in the program is that as long as we continue to use our staff and the racetracks continue to use their staff for sample extractions from the horses, there are available credits of upwards of $552,000 for that. So we have a little bit of room to make some of the money back. That would drop it to approximately $1.4 million for 2024.
So how do we get that $400,000 back? They credit the track? Do they send it back to the commission?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Smith, commissioners, the way that works is as long as we continue to do the work, HISA will invoice the tracks with the credits built in. Mm. So if we didn't do it that way, we just worked off the $2 million, the tracks would get divided by 12 or whatever. $2 million would divide by 12, but with the credits, you take $1.4 million divided by 12. So every month, you see a smaller number versus if we didn't work with the credits beforehand. I know that's complicated.
So will
I didn't explain it.
So will that.
I confused myself on that.
I understood it. In other words, they're going to credit us that, and you're going to only have to pay X dollars a month based on the 1.4.
Yes, as long as we continue as we are, the true number is 1.4 million for the time being. But if we invoiced without the credits already implemented, at $2 million. So our monthly invoices would be a lot more, paying off the $2 million versus the 1.4.
And we can handle that.
We've been doing it so far.
And then we invoice the credit, we're the ones that, or they let us know, I mean, because we have the manpower and everything, so we have to submit hours or whatever it is, or?
A lot of checks and balances, because this money is being funneled to the state fund.
Right.
Created by the agency based upon approval from the DFA and the LLC. The racetracks get invoiced every month. They submit that invoice to the agency, and the agency runs through our account, through our fund, and then the state is paying KISSA.
The agency being us?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we're the keepers of the fund.
Not the federal government?
No.
No, not the federal government.
That's ISA.
We cut the check to the tracks, and then they send the check to KISSA.
Okay.
A lot of checks and balances, because the office has been having it look real great to the DFA and the LLC on how this should work, but they've been very kind in letting us work it this year. Obviously, some modifications to Senate Bill 336 are going to have to be made.
That's what we're going to have to help them.
Make this thing run smoother, because we've had to really, really politic for this money to be used this year, because we were at a point where they weren't going to let us use it. So, like, my credit to Ms. Amber Trujillo, our CFO, for really fighting for the industry and working with the DFA and the LLC to allow us to use this money, because it looked dire for a while there.
Well, yeah. We had some help up there, didn't we?
Yes, yes, there's a lot of good people that helped us out in Santa Fe.
All right, great.
Okay, I need a motion to approve.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You got it. Okay, request for approval of first half of 2024 regular commission meeting dates.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, the agency respectfully submits the following dates for the first part of the 2024 calendar. You're proposing the first meeting of the year be January 25th, 9 a.m. in Albuquerque. February 15th, 2024, 9 a.m. at Sunland Park.
Sunland Park.
March 21st, 2024, 9 a.m. Albuquerque. April 18th, 2024, 9 a.m. Albuquerque. May 16th, 2024, 9 a.m. Albuquerque. And Thursday, June 13th, 2024, 9 a.m. Albuquerque. And the trip to Sunland Park would be the same week as the Sunland Derby, so if you
oh, perfect.
Stay over.
Perfect.
So we can go out and enjoy the facility.
Another thing, in the past, they've taken the pictures of all commissioners and all that stuff there. Are they going to do that again this year? So we know the smile and stuff?
Yes. Armando Munoz, our auditor, with all small agencies, we wear several hats. He's our official photographer.
Okay. Just thought I'd bring that up. Break the monotony here. Come on. Jeez, okay. So I need a motion to approve that.
So much. Move, Commissioner.
Including the photographer too. Okay.
Second, Buffington.
I got a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We got that one too. Okay. Request for approval of 2024 Sunland Stewart.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, the agency's respectfully requesting approval of the following students to work the 2024 Sunland Park race team. Presiding Steward Larry Fontenot Jr., Associate Steward Gary Carrion, and Jeff Waxler, the substitute stewards. Violet P.B. Smith, Reese Rugg Howard, Lisa Johnson, Elizabeth Garcia, Arthur Pierre Jr., and Jason Hart.
Need a motion to approve them?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You got your stewards now. Okay, go to D. Ratification, approval, amended. Mexico Racing Commission split sample testing laboratories list.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, the agency respectfully requests approval to amend our list of approved laboratories. This is coming about because of news from the Texas A&M Veterinary Medical Diagnostic Laboratory withdrawing their availability for split samples. They no longer want to participate participate in the program, I believe with the RMPC, but I don't know the exact reasons, but they withdrew. And in their place, the agency would respectfully request that the University of Kentucky Equine Analytical Laboratory be added. So it would be as follows. We would continue to use UC Davis Kenneth Matty Equine Analytical Chemistry Lab for blood, urine, and hair, the Ohio Department of Agriculture for blood and urine, the Pennsylvania Equine Toxicology and Research Laboratory for blood and urine, and the University of Kentucky Equine Analytical Laboratory for blood and urine.
Good enough. Need a motion to approve?
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we got that one too. Okay, request for approval to pay 10% breeder awards from the first account.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, at this point in time, I believe it's in the interest of some of the racetracks to just remove that from the agenda to address maybe down the road.
We don't need a motion for this or nothing, or not?
What tracks wanted to remove?
I received phone calls from two racetracks.
Who?
Sunland Park and Sunray Park.
Sunland Park's the one that initiated it.
Yes, sir.
It's a rethink. It's a rethink, right?
On the advice of our legal counsel.
Yeah.
We decided.
A lot better off.
Why? Because you sold it?
That's a legal question.
Well, you look an attorney, you're sitting with all the attorneys there. We thought you were one. Legal question, heck.
So let me say something.
Look, he's leaning this way. I don't want to be close to him.
So if we do this, the associations, which are the tracks, are going to stop the breeders from doing it. What the breeders are doing right now is on its face illegal. They're taking purse money, paying breeders rewards with it, and putting it into purse money. If it's illegal for the associations to do it, it's illegal for them to do it. So we're gonna back ourselves into a pickle here if we don't move on something.
Mary Barber, do you have anything to say on this?
I'm kind of confused.
Me too. That's why I ask you. You're the expert here.
You mean the funds that go in our incentive fund?
That comes from gaming.
And it comes from the first fund to start with.
Right.
So why are we giving them the park first?
Excuse me, Mrs. Barber's got the floor here.
Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I asked you, what do you think about this?
What I think about this?
Yes.
Well.
Since you're the horse breeders, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I know that the statute says that a racetrack licensee shall pay into a fund created by the Mexico Horse Breeders for this purpose. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it says a racetrack licensee shall pay out of any other anything, the horseman's fund or anybody else's fund.
That was all before gaming.
But over the years, over the decades, we have come to agreements and we have made concessions. And I believe 50% already comes out of the purse money. And the 10% is only paid on the part of the purse that comes from the horseman's purse fund. It does not include the funds that are added to a purse from the New Mexico Breeders Incentive Fund. So that has cut them way down. What actually is paid by a racetrack.
Before gaming, the way you guys got breeder reward was through the simulcast. After gaming came in, nobody tied the statutes from gaming to the statutes of racing. One example is the 1%. It was illegal from the get-go. This is the same situation that we're in now with what you're doing. Is somehow we have to clean that up and make it legal. And this was a way to make it legal.
Not according to the council.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we table.
You want to table it again? Mr. Trejo, what do you have to say?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Buffington, if we table it, it will come back in January. If you remove it, it won't. But I think Mr. Rubin wants to.
Okay, Mr. Rubin?
Well, you certainly can, it's on the agenda. You can make a motion to approve it, of course, today if you wanted to. If you table it, if you make a motion to table it, it comes up at the next meeting. If you just simply take no action, it's up to the chair to approve it. If he wants it on the next agenda, it'll be on the next agenda.
The thing is, correct me if I'm wrong, we have to address the problem one way or another, right?
Yes.
And it's a problem, right?
Yeah, from.
Well, we don't want it to be a problem if it's not yet.
From some observations, commissioners, you know, I see what the tracks arguments are on this. They're paying money out of their own pocket to fund a program that the purse account theoretically can support. I don't know if the readers.
Something else is going to do. Now, from this point on, they'll write three races. That doesn't mean they have to run them. It puts the New Mexico Horsemen in a bad situation.
No, but they have to run them according to statute.
No, they don't.
They have to offer them.
They don't have to run them.
If you get seven or more entries, you have to run them according to your rules.
And they will. There haven't been any New Mexico race that less than that.
Why put the tracks at odds with the breeders? Stupid. It's dumb.
Well, why are we?
Huh?
Why are we at odds?
We're not. We're trying to make it legal, clean it up, but.
So we can make a motion, commissioners, to take a vote on this?
Well, I think with all this stuff, we don't need to make a motion to approve it now because.
From what I'm getting, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I'm not the brightest kid in town, but we're talking about two different things here. You're asking about the funding of our incentive fund, Billy, is that right? And then everybody else is talking about the 10%. So I think we're talking about two different things here.
No, we're not.
The thing is, there's no public comment, I'm sorry, but.
Oh, okay.
Rick?
Mr. Chairman, I think clarity brings what you're trying to say. It's retainage and that one, and the statute for the 10% breeder awards comes off the retainage according to statute. And like you say, we've got a problem because the net revenue, net win from the casino is what's raised everything up over the top of retainage. Retainage is based on parimutuel handle.
Which is what's supposed to be prey and the breeder reward, not the gaming money.
Correct.
That's what it says in the statute. We would need to clean that up. And so whether we want to do it now or later, I mean,
do we do a gaming control board down there and do this? No, it's all ours.
What would have anything to do with gaming?
And once it comes into the purse account, then the commission has the authority to make the rules.
Well, part of the thing that was requested was to, for someone to come back with a way to measure this. And obviously, if you're withdrawing your concern, there's no.
Well, Sunland is a lame duck. They're no longer going to be owned by the.
That's besides the point right now.
It isn't beside the point.
Yes, it is.
They put us in a bad situation.
Well.
Why are they a lame duck? Could you explain?
No public comment here.
Mr. Chair, members of the commission, I have not had a chance to look at this issue. I didn't anticipate it coming up for today's meeting.
Okay.
May I take a look at it and?
Yeah, let's table this and let it come back up the next meeting. That way, we get a clear view at it and we'll understand it better. Because I really, really need to understand it better before I can really vote on it.
And I don't understand it at all yet.
Okay.
So I'd rather.
But if you could do that and bring it back and go from there.
Okay. To understand it, you got to go back to the before game and read what it says, what the statute is, and then tie it to the current rules and regulations.
Well, Commissioner Smith, I will give you a call. We can talk about it.
Because in other words, we being that it's not working like that no more, we have to create something that works. That's all it is.
With your permission, Chairman, I would make the motion to table.
I'll
I need a, I got a motion and second?
So, second, Smith.
Okay, I got a motion and second, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We got it, we'll go table this, okay? Look into it, see where we're at, and we'll go from there.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving on over here. Approval for Zia Park. Okay, one, request for approval.
It was Chris McAlin.
Oh. Well, let's go to number one first. Request approval for Lauren Burrows as general manager for Zia Park. Okay, Chris.
He just muted himself.
Sorry, Vice Chair, are we on Lauren's approval or?
No, we're on.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the approval, yes, I'm sorry. For Lauren, yes. I thought you said barn approval, I said no. No, Lauren, yes.
Okay, Zia Park is asking for approval of Lauren Burrows as general manager for Zia Park. I believe she's completed all the secondary license information. I believe Ms. Burrows is there today. If there's any further questions, she was for her.
Yes, we questioned her and everything seems to be in order. Any questions from commissioners or anything? I need a motion to approve her.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Got it. Well, welcome aboard. You're official now, okay? Okay, let's move on to number two. Request for ratification approval to amend the 2023 racing officials.
Yes, Vice Chair. Zia Park has had a couple changes on its racing officials since the beginning of its 2023 race meet. We asked for approval of those additional racing officials to be approved by the commission.
Okay, need a motion to approve the officials?
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I'll go. A motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? No problem there. Request for approval of a simulcast schedule for 2024.
Okay, sorry about that, Vice Chair. Zia Park asked for approval of its 2024 import simulcast schedule, which was submitted to the commission.
Okay.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I got a motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, got that one too. Okay, request for ratification approval of 2023 payment of purses.
Yes, Vice Chair. Zia Park requests the ratification of approval of 2023 payment of purses per the New Mexico Racing Commission regulations.
Okay.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Okay, motion.
Second, Buffington.
And a second, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You got it. Welcome aboard again. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, move on to G.
Morning, Commissioners. Rick Ball from Rio Dos Downs.
It's still morning, huh? Jeez.
Requesting approval of our 2024 quarter horse stall application as submitted.
Everyone review that?
Changes in comparison to last year.
Okay. I need a motion approved.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Mr. Chairman, Rio Dos Downs request approval of our 2024 stall application as submitted.
I need a motion.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second.
Buffington.
I've got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Mr. Chairman, Rudo Stans requests approval of our 2024 stake schedule, and I would like to thank Mary and Mike Logan and Tommy Goncharoff. We worked on the schedule to bring parity into our stake schedule over 3 years.
Okay.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And lastly, Rudo Stans requests approval of our 2024 import schedule.
Motion to approve?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second.
Second, Buffington.
I've got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Got it. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Mr. Donnie Cook. Good morning.
Chairman, Commissioners, Tom Cook with the Downs at Albuquerque, requesting approval of our 2024 import sound test schedule.
I need a motion.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? No problem. You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That was quick. Geez. Sunray Park. Uh-oh. Here comes trouble. This is trouble. I'm telling you. Okay.
Thank you
for put your seatbelts on, guys. Let's go, man.
Thank you for letting me know before, Dustin. It's the first time I've ever beat him at anything.
Well, I didn't set the agenda, just to let you know. So we neither was there. We just approved it.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Director Trejo, Sunray Park respectfully requests approval of our 2024 import simulcast schedule.
Hey, I need a motion to approve it.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I've got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We got it. Okay.
Sunray Park also requests approval of the 2024 stall application.
Okay, need a motion?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Go ahead.
Sunray Park respectfully requests approval of our 2024 state schedule.
Well, why was that respectfully? I mean, you didn't add that in the other ones. I mean, I'm just wondering what's so special about the state schedule.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
I need a second.
Second, Buffington.
A motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, we request approval, respectfully request approval of our 2024 New Mexico Breeders Futurity Nomination Blank.
I need a motion.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
A motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, go ahead.
And last but not least, Sunray Park respectfully requests approval of our 2024 Four Corners Futurity Nomination Blank.
Okay, I need a motion.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second.
Buffington.
I need a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, got it.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Take seatbelts off, guys. Hey, Jay. There you go. Fancy socks over here.
Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Justin Dix, Director Racing, Sunland Park. Sunland Park is requesting approval of our 2024 import simulcast schedule.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I've got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we got it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission. Sunland Park is requesting approval of our 2023-24 post-time and wagering format.
Pope, I need a.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Get them.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission. Sunland Park's last item is a request of approval of our payment of purses for the racing season 2023-24 as submitted.
Okay, motion approved?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Motion and
second. Buffington.
Okay, motion a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
That's it. Thank you, sir. Mr. Carmona. Okay, any questions for Mr. Carmona? Anyone? No one? Okay. We're looking to, he's got requests to approval to be eligible to obtain a license from Racing Commission. I need a motion.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You got it. See, it wasn't that bad, was it? You better not let us down. I told you earlier. Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, L, hearing officers report.
Mr. Chair, members of the commission, this is in the matter of the appeal of trainer Bobby R. Martinez, and in the matter of the appeal of trainer Bobby R. Martinez and owner Jose F. Hernandez. I would ask, it's my understanding that the commission would entertain a motion to authorize the chairman to sign an order reflecting the following. That would be one, to uphold the decision of the stewards. Second, to adopt in full the findings of fact in the report, the hearing officer's report. To adopt in full the conclusions of law in the report. Also to adopt in full the aggravating circumstances as set forth in the report. To adopt only in part the mitigating circumstances as set forth in the report, specifically the first three paragraphs therein, and to reject in part the remaining paragraphs in the mitigating circumstances set forth in the report, to the extent contrary to the following holding that the facts as adopted by the commission do not reflect any violation of the due process rights of either licensee for the reasons discussed with counsel in closed session. And to further include in an order the a finding that the director shall make a recommendation as to what the maximum amount of penalties as provided by the rule shall be. Do I have a motion to that effect?
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Need a second?
Second, Buffington.
Got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We got it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Move on to Noel Garcia Jr.
Mr. Chair, I think the prosecutor wanted to address the.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, members of the commission. My name is Jeff Dandadetta. I am the administrative prosecutor with the Attorney General's office.
Is this in reference to?
This is in reference to Mr. Martinez's hearing officer.
Okay.
If you don't mind me speaking.
No. Gladly.
I requested in my exceptions to the hearing officer's report that the commission remand the matter back to the hearing officer. What happened at the hearing, we took 3 days, and at the conclusion of the 3 days, I was only able to get through my case in chief prosecuting the matter before the hearing officer. The attorneys for the respondents renewed their motions that the hearing officer dismiss the matter on the basis of the time delay, and the hearing officer then sought written briefing on the matter. We took a month to file written briefing, and we came back in September, about 2 months after the hearing. This means that because the hearing officer then granted their motions, the respondents have not had a chance to make their case in chief.
Okay.
Which is why I requested remand back to the hearing officer. I would hate for this commission to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law, and then have this go up to district court on appeal and have it be dismissed because they did not have a chance to make their case in chief.
I see where you're getting at.
I see. Mr. Chair of the Commission.
Okay.
I believe those comments are well taken.
Okay, then we withdraw the last one.
I think we need a correction on the motion.
Oh, okay, let's get a correction on the motion here.
So I believe then, based upon the representations, if we could have a motion to remand back to the hearing officer for presentation of the case, the case of the licensees in response to the case in chief by the prosecutor.
Okay.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
I need a second.
Second, Buffington.
I got a motion and a second. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We got that one too. Well, I'm glad that got cleared up. Okay, anything else? No? Well.
No, no, wait.
Oh, shoot, darn it. Okay.
Honorable Commissioners, it's my understanding that the commission would like to entertain a motion to adopt the hearing officer's report in full regarding licensee Noe Garcia Jr.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Let's go get them. That's it. We're done.
All right.